Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And let's talk today with gorgeous actresses in my office. I have Carly Wood. Say hello, Carly.
Hi.
And Kayla Swift.
Hey, guys.
We are going to talk all about TMJ, masseter issues, masseter Botox, and TMJ treatments for headaches, because the both of you have suffered. Tell me, Kayla, all about your experience. First of all, tell us about your acting and how long you've been doing it. What's going on with you?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I have been acting for like 6 years now. And before that, I was a professional model. And so I transferred into acting. And I do a lot of action stuff. My dream is to be like a superhero role. I'm working on some stuff right now. Maybe you guys will see. In the last few months, I've shot 3 films. And I'll have some exciting things to show you guys soon.
Amazing. And for just for a visual, she looks kind of like Wonder Woman, old days Wonder Woman, even like the young new Wonder Woman, long, beautiful brunette hair, long legs, gorgeous face, best personality. And acting is stressful.
It is. And I can't even begin to describe the like strange things that we have to go through and like the hurry up and wait. It's constant stress. And I love it. Believe me, but it definitely has taken a toll on my body and especially my jaw. And the TMJ Botox was absolutely life-changing. Like, I would say more so than my nose. Honestly, you said that. You were like, this will be more life-changing for you than your liquid rhinoplasty. And it's just given me so much pain relief. I can relax now. I can eat food normally. I don't get exhausted when I eat
anymore. I didn't realize you were suffering so much. We did really cute liquid rhino on her that was truly life-changing. So for this to be even more so, it's crazy. And Carly, how about yourself? You're a screenwriter and acting and living in LA, and just in general, it's been a stressful year. How has the masseter Botox helped you?
Yeah, life as a writer, as people know, is a lot of alone hunched over on your computer. And so there's a lot of grinding and a lot of just tension there, especially with lockdown. I live alone, and there's just a whole lot of stress that came from this past year. And I've suffered from TMJ disorder for several years. And over the past 2 years specifically, it's gone to a point where some days I like couldn't eat food and I had to, you know, stick to smoothies or something very liquid. And so when I got masseter Botox finally, I noticed, God, within a week or two, I was returning to what felt like normal life. I was able to go out and eat and not think about it. And I wasn't taking a ton of ibuprofen and everything else. It just, I get migraines, and it was decreasing my migraines because I wasn't waking up clenching. It absolutely did a 180 on where I felt like my health was at just by fixing that alone.
Well, so for patients who don't know what TMJ suffering is like, it is chronic headaches, soreness in your jaw muscle. When you wake up, especially in the morning, you almost instinctively reach to your jaw and give it a little massage. It's difficulty opening your mouth wide, like you can't get more than an inch or so of jaw distance interdental in between the teeth. Clicking, popping, cracking noises that you can hear in your ear and in your joint. Sometimes people get lockjaw. You had lockjaw, right, Kayla? And that's where your jaw really literally is stuck in a position where you really can't open or close. And then, you know, difficulty with eating, difficulty with certain social things, like every time you yawn, your jaw might get stuck. Can't bite into something too big like a giant burger or an apple because it's difficult to open your mouth that wide. And then neck pain, neck stiffness, temple headaches, all of this facial muscle tension that accumulates and makes you cranky. Those are the symptoms, right? Did I miss any?
No,
girls?
No, absolutely. I mean,
I would say maybe my teeth hurt.
Oh,
I would wake up and my teeth would be like throbbing. And I think that I was actually grinding them down to the point where it like can affect your smile.
It does. It does. So that's another huge one, which would be dental grinding, which ruins your teeth. That just literally grinds down the wear facets of the teeth. Normally, your teeth should have little bumpies all along the surface edge. But if you're super smooth, you know, that's a sign of grinding at night. And your teeth get worn down to literally half their normal size. So you lose your smile, you lose your dental height over time. Sometimes you get prescribed a dental guard. Carly, you tried that. Did that help you?
Yeah, I tried even over-the-counter counter dental guards, like the ones you can get on Amazon. I tried the really fancy, you know, expensive ones from the dentist where they mold it to your teeth. And no, I had to at one point because my teeth are those that are so worn down that they were about to crack. But the mouth guard, I would just end up chewing all night, or I would just grind the mouth guard, which would protect my teeth but wasn't helping the jaw pain. And like yawning was a big thing for me. Like I always have to put like a fist under my jaw to keep it from locking. Yeah. And help with extension. And so it was definitely a dental issue, but nothing really worked to relieve the pain or at least stop the clenching, even if it helped the teeth.
Another thing is that insurance is really not so good. Dental insurance doesn't cover this kind of stuff. If you go to your dentist, regular dentists can't treat TMJ with Botox. And it's not even FDA approved for use in the masseter muscle for TMJ. So health insurance companies, even though it's so effective, won't pay for it because they say, well, the FDA didn't approve it for that use, so we're not going to pay for it, which is awful and rude because it's much more effective. And guess what? It lasts for a whole 4 or 5 months and sometimes even 6 months by the time the muscle gets weaker, it atrophies and thins down. And that's one of the beautiful side effects is you get a facial slimming, contouring of your lower face. Kayla, you noticed your cheekbones popped.
I did. I noticed them pop out, and then I noticed my jaw slim a little bit. And I think what's really cool is I feel like this actually trained me not to clench. Yeah. Have you heard that before?
I think that you just, you're neutral, you become more neutral in your jaw position, mm-hmm. and you realize that you've been doing this unconsciously all this time.
Yeah.
It's helpful. It really is. As an actress, do you feel like you store a lot of tension in your face?
Absolutely.
Like you're wired and ready to fire up.
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. Especially as an action actress also. And I'm like certain, I mean, you saw me get punched in the face before. Like it's like this, it takes a beating.
I've seen Kayla get concussions on set, like multiple concussions on really? Sets we've been on. And yeah. they're, yeah, tension is an understatement for actresses.
And for men, I think that it's interesting because guy models will clench on their back teeth to make their masseter pop because it looks rugged and it gives that nice little thickness at the back of the jaw. It looks very masculine. But on a woman,
I used to do that too.
You did that too? Okay, that's a model trick right there. So you suck in your cheeks, you protrude your head like a little turtleneck so that way you don't look like you have a double chin. Do the turtle. And then you bite down on your back teeth a little to make that angle of the jaw pop. So that's a little secret for when you're being photographed.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, for women,
guilty as charged.
You're guilty. Over time, you do get this thickness and squaring of the lower face. So especially like in the 40s to 50s and onward, you almost become a little bit masculinized by getting so much muscle tension in your masseter. You don't even realize that your face is becoming more pear-shaped and heavy and square.
And yeah, I actually realized that I was doing before and after pictures from just a couple years ago when I was thinking about coming in for this.
Yeah.
And I could see like inches of difference between just me maybe 3 or 4 years ago versus yeah. now.
Really,
and I think acting has a lot to do with that because uh-huh. you're just like so expressive and stressed out.
A lot of actresses are doing this for cheek pop because you slim your lower face masseter, of course your beautiful cheekbone gets to pop and stand out by itself. So I see like Olivia Culpo is my favorite one who has great results with masseter slimming. If you look up her before and after photos,
I've seen that one.
You've seen that one. Yeah. And then who else? Like Bethany from the New York Housewives.
I think a lot of people.
Yeah. Type A women. It's a thing.
We've definitely gotten on rabbit holes of Googling. Like we'll text each other and be like, okay, look at this before and after. That's definitely masseter Botox, right?
Yeah.
Like we're trying to figure it out. But I think it's a very well-kept secret. But honestly, the pain relief, cosmetic, everything is, I wish I did it years ago. I really did.
So one word of caution if you're getting masseter Botox done is to remember that our bones require muscle forces to maintain their bone density. So over time, too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing. You should not be doing your masseter so repeatedly. Like I wouldn't do it every 3 months. I'd maybe do it every 6 months. We don't want to get thinning of our bone cortex, of our mandible, and early osteoporosis changes, which I think we are the test generation for this product. Botox is only 20 years old. And so the things we do with it, while they're amazing and helpful and I think they're life-changing for TMJ, but I would still do it like every 6 months, every 4 months at the most if you really, really need it.
Yeah, everyone listen to your doctors.
Yes. Take your calcium.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did start taking calcium.
Yes, mm-hmm. Do your weightlifting, mm-hmm. bone, you know, weight-bearing exercise is important. And then just don't overdo a good thing. Masseter Botox is great. If you do too much, don't forget you'll lose these muscle anchors that pull back the lower face and you'll start to feel a little jowling. Mm-hmm. And we don't need that.
No.
Yes.
Not in our lives.
So wait till it kind of wears off and the muscle forces build up again, and then you can hit it again. But any advice for type A women living in LA or anywhere in the country listening to this? Because
take days off.
Don't be afraid to take days off. Yeah. Like
schedule a day off.
It feels like so much you're going to lose momentum at any given moment. So you just want to say yes to everything and keep going and going and going.
Oh my God, yes.
But it's so crucial for like health and sanity, and even just to enjoy your work but put out better work, is just prioritizing taking time for yourself and taking care of yourself and taking those days where you can just be a human outside of everything else. Like, you don't have to control everything, which is a lesson I think we all have to learn.
Right. And we focus so much on our physical health in Los Angeles that your mental health is just as important, if not more important. And so you just have to listen to yourself, listen to your body, and like the physical and the mental health are connected.
I think the best advice I ever got was years ago, and I have to remind myself a lot, is that it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And you're allowed to train for that and take rest. Like, you're not going to lose everything you're building just by taking a day or an hour or a nap, whatever it is.
Definitely. That felt like it was personally directed to me to do do less projects, focus down, and schedule the time off is a really important one. Mm-hmm. You get overscheduled so easily. And that fear of missing out, like, okay, I got to go do this next meeting, next project, next movie. It's a lot. It's a lot, but
absolutely.
We're in the last few months of summer and right before COVID finishes and the world goes crazy and busy again. So we have to enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast and telling people about TMJ treatment for headaches, migraines, masseter slimming.
Highly, highly recommend.
Seriously, I wish I did it years ago. Yeah, can't recommend enough.
I don't know why we waited so long.
I don't either.
Where can people find you on your Instagram so they can check out your beautiful faces?
My Instagram is the Kayla Swift.
And mine is the Carly Woods.
Our Instagrams together, so
we're best friends, in case you can't tell.
Well, these ladies are amazing, and Carly made a great video about her TMJ experience. It got like a million views. So I think if you have suffered from this problem, or you're not even sure you're suffering, come and see me and try some Masseter Botox. It'll be life-changing. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can try my amazing skincare. What's your favorite, Kayla?
Oh, my gosh. I love the acne kit. It's like the lotion moisturizer in there. It's perfect. It's so light.
It's so amazing. Yeah. It clears you up in a month. Mm-hmm. And then, Carly, what's your favorite?
The tinted sunscreen, definitely. That and the acne kit.
Love that. That one's on back order. But
I use it every day. Like,
so popular.
Instead of CC cream, instead of whatever, it is my go-to. It's my favorite.
Everyone wear your sunscreen.
Be good, girls and guys out there. Try the skincare. It is amazing. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.